Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. What's up, my awesome friend? Today's classic Having It All episode is titled, What is Your Joy to Sadness Ratio? And this one comes from August of 2019. I love this episode because it was inspired by a very organic conversation that my coach had with his family, his wife and his kids. And they were discussing their joy to sadness ratios. And I really love this concept because all of us experience joy in sadness, right? We experience those emotions on the opposite ends of the spectrum. Maybe you don't call it joy, maybe you don't call it sadness. However, you can relate to experiencing a swing in emotions at different times. And how aware are you of your ratio between those swings, between those two emotions? How much time are you spending in the uplifting, you know, higher emotions versus the lower emotions? That is what we talk about in the episode today. And it is a very cool conversation. Everybody has a joy to sadness ratio. And once you uncover yours, I talk about some very specific things that you can be doing to help move that ratio in the direction that you want to move it in. So this is a great conversation. It is applicable to all of us. And I'm excited for you to listen and apply it to your life. Because that's what we do here. This is about listening to this wonderful content and then applying it, putting it into action. So with no further ado, here we go with the episode, What is Your Joy to Sadness Ratio? Enjoy. Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and each week I'm helping you get out of your head so that you can truly have it all. Let's do it. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to the Having It All podcast. My name is Matthew Bivens, and yeah, I'm shouting into the mic today. I'm shouting because I'm excited. I'm fired up. I'm grateful that you're here to partake in another conversation about having it all, having an abundant, loving life. And that's what this show is all about. And if you believe that you can have it all, then guess what? You are in the right space, because that's what I love to share and talk about and explore. And so for today's episode, we are going to talk about your joy to sadness ratio. I'm going to explain exactly what that is. I'm going to share with you the story that inspired this episode. And then we are going to walk through trying to figure out what is required in your life for you to increase your joy and decrease your sadness, because it's totally possible. And so that's going to be something that by the end of the episode, you're going to feel so empowered to go out and create more joy in your life. And one of the things that's going to result in all that joy is you're going to experience many more magical moments. And so let's segue into magic. And if this is your first time joining me on the podcast, obviously welcome. But also you might be thinking, what is magic? Well, magic on this show, it's your ability to influence yourself, others, and life in an empowering way, and we share magic on every episode to remind ourselves how powerful we are and how responsible we are for the lives that we're creating. So I'm going to share a piece of magic, and then I want you to reflect on magic in your life, because I never want you to lose that connection between what you're experiencing in your life and the role that you play in manifesting it. So my magic is that my sister was in town recently. She came in to surprise my mother for her birthday, which was super cool. But the magic about that I really want to share is over the weekend, we woke up, my sister and I got up in the morning, and we went for a run together. And the reason why this is magical is both my sister and I are athletes, and we've been, you know, athletic and health conscious and all that for our whole lives. But we've never, ever exercised together. Never. And she is a marathon runner, and running is just part of what she loves so much. And I'm a big runner myself. But, you know, we've had our ups and downs over the years. And we had all these circumstances in the way that we were allowing to keep us from sharing this beautiful experience. And so this past weekend, we went on a run together, and it was so, so magical. We ran for about an hour, and it was just cool to be out in nature. We went for a trail run. So it was great to be in nature, sharing in the exercise and the physical experience. But what was really awesome is the conversations that we got into. You know, we talked about things that were going on in the family. We were talking about stuff that we were frustrated with. And, you know, both of us were just sharing authentically. And I could really feel the space of trust that has been built between us, because that trust was not always there. But we slowly over time built up this trust, and then that created the space for the conversation and for the run to happen in the first place. So that was completely, completely magical. And I look forward to more experiences with my sister, more runs, more workout sessions. And I really do feel like we just scratched the surface on what's to come for us. So that was magic. And I got so much gratitude for my sister for inviting me on the run, for Sarah for encouraging me to go, and for me, for myself, for going. So that's some magic and gratitude rolled up in there. Nice little bundle. All right, now it's your turn to pause this episode. Literally, I want you to pause it, and I want you to reflect on a piece of magic in your life. What's something that's happened recently where you've influenced self, others, or life in an empowering way? Pause the episode, and when we resume, we're going to be doing some listener love. Hey, friends. I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical. Yet, I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So, I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. All right, listener love time. I really dig this portion because I get to share my appreciation and gratitude to you for tuning into the podcast each and every week. And I'm so grateful. It's been over 3 years. We're approaching 3.5 years. And boy, I think 250 something episodes. And it's just been magical experiencing the feedback that you've given, the love that you've shared, the ideas that you've tossed my way, and all of that over the past 3 years. And for today's listener love, I want to give a shout out to someone on iTunes for leaving a review. And this is actually an older review, which is great. This is from 2017. And this is from Nomad Sean 2. And the review starts out, says, "Fresh and honest." Nomad Sean says, "Love this podcast. Matthew approaches his topics and guests with curiosity and honesty. In the self-development space, he comes through as a fresh voice backed up by true life experience. He makes mistakes, has days when he isn't his best self, and yet doesn't hesitate to share those moments with listeners so we can all learn from them. There is generosity and compassion here I haven't found elsewhere." So, first off, thank you so much, Nomad Sean, for taking a minute to leave a review. I'm super grateful. That's awesome, awesome feedback that really does help move the show forward and helps let me know what it is that you're digging about the podcast. So I appreciate you. The second thing I want to comment on is what you said right in the middle. You said he makes mistakes, has days when he isn't his best self, and yet doesn't hesitate to share those moments with listeners so we can all learn from them. And I just wanted to comment on that for a moment because we definitely live in a time where when you go on social media, you do not see many mistakes. You do not see moments when people aren't being their best selves. You know, social media, Instagram, Facebook, all of that is curated so that people can put an image, a front of their best self forward. And what is so, so common, and I've done this, and this is something part of my growth journey, is to compare yourself and how you're feeling and how you are experiencing life and what you're creating in life and your relationships and your money and all of that, to compare yourself to what you see online. And that is such a trap. It is such a trap, everybody. And so the reason why I want to bring this to light is part of the reason why I share my vulnerabilities on this podcast, because it's real, because every single one of us struggles. Every single one of us has things that get to us, has insecurities, has fears. We all have it. We all have days where we're not being our best self. For some people, the majority of our days are us not being our best self. You know what I mean? And that's part of life. We make mistakes. You fall down. And the whole thing is, it's not about making those mistakes. It's not about getting off your center. It's not about, you know, falling on your face. That's not the point. That's going to happen every single one of us. The point is, how quickly do you get back up? Do you acknowledge the fact that, yeah, you know what, it's life, but I'm not going to let that keep me down. I'm not going to let those insecurities keep me from moving through my fears. I'm not going to let whatever thought I have, whatever limiting belief I have, keep me in my comfort zone. That's the difference maker. That's the difference maker if you're trying to improve your relationships, your health, your business, anything. Are you going to let those things keep you where you're at, or are you going to continue to move forward? So Nomad Sean, I appreciate the acknowledgement, because that's one of my goals on this podcast, is to be so real with this stuff. Because yeah, I'm playing for an abundant, loving life, and it's freaking hard. And I get my ass beat all the time through this experience. All the time. I get humbled. You know, I get embarrassed. I get, you know, knocked down. Things are so hard, but you keep moving forward. And that's just what I'm playing for, is just to constantly, constantly move forward, because I know that in that forward movement is my growth, is my healing, is the transformation that I know can happen. And so I'm just grateful that you left that review, Nomad Sean. I'm grateful that you wrote that section of your review so that we could all connect with the message of, let's just keep going forward. Mistakes are okay. Not being your best self is okay. Just be open to it all. Be vulnerable. Be courageous. Be humble. And just keep moving. Even if it's a millimeter forward, just keep moving. Keep moving. So once again, thank you so much, Nomad Sean, for the review and for the message. And for everybody else listening, if you want to leave me a review, you can do so over at Apple Podcasts. That would be fantastic. Leave a review. Let me know how you like the show. Even if you don't like the show, all of it's great. You can give me a 1-star review and tell me why you want to give me 1 stars. That's awesome too, because it's all feedback. And I take it and I move forward with it. So do that. Or you can hit me up on Instagram. That's a great place to connect with me and leave your feedback and your thoughts and your ideas. I'm over at Matthew_Bivens.com. And finally, you can connect with me on my email, mattcbivens@gmail.com. And I would love to get into conversation with you. All right, before we jump into the episode, I got a real quick announcement, and this one is pretty cool. So starting next week, next Tuesday, which is going to be August the 20th, I'm going to be doing a series of themed episodes. I'm going to be hitting three different themes, and I'm going to do about 3 to 4 episodes in each theme. And the first theme I'm going to tackle is balance and health. So I'm going to do a bunch of episodes about balance and health. The second theme I'm going to tackle is purpose and fulfillment. So I'll do a bunch of new episodes on purpose and fulfillment. And the third theme I'm going to tackle is sex and relationships. So there'll be a lot of episodes on sex and relationships. All of them are going to be talking about how you can have it all in those areas, how can you can experience more abundance and love in all those areas. And I'm going to be creating some new resources for you that are going to allow you to dive deeper in each one of those themes if that's what you want to do. So that's all going to be starting next week. I'm super excited. I've been working on this for a little while, and we're going to have a fun time digging into balance, purpose, and sex. Yes, it's about to go down on the podcast. So stay tuned for that starting next week. All right, let's jump into today's episode about your joy to sadness ratio. So I want to tell you a little story first that will provide context behind the joy to sadness ratio. Then I'm going to kind of walk you through figuring out your current ratio and the ratio that you're playing for. Then we're going to figure out what you need to do to experience the joy that you want. What are some of those action items? And that's going to be how we flow with the episode today. So first, this idea of the joy to sadness ratio came from my coach, Mr. Dei Adioba. He's been my coach and mentor for over 6 years. And I was having a conversation with him. We were in one of our big groups, one of our big accountability groups, myself and a bunch of other people, some amazing, amazing folks. And Dei was sharing this story about a conversation that he had with his family. So it was he and his partner, Shonda, and their 3 kids, and they were coming back from an event. So they were walking back to their car, and you know, it was like a crowd of people walking down the street, and Dei was just talking to the family. And he was inspired to ask his kids an interesting question. What do you think is your current joy to sadness ratio? And what he meant by that is, when you go through your average day, how much of your day do you experience being joyful? And how much of your day do you experience being sad? And if you were to break that down into a ratio, so for example, maybe you experience 70% of your day joyful and 30% sad. So there's a 70-30 ratio. So he went through and he asked his kids to share what their joy to sadness ratio was. And his kids range in age from, I believe, 7 or 8 up to 14. So, you know, they're that perfect age to be brutally honest. And what was great is that Dei asked this question with the whole family who could hear and who could provide feedback. So if one kid said, I think I'm 80-20, and the other ones would be like, no, we don't experience you 80% joy. We experience you about like 65% joy. So everybody got a chance to get feedback on it. And it was really, really interesting. So one of the children said that they were at 40-60. Another one said they were at about 60-40. One said about 70-30. And they all talked about it. You know, well, why do you feel you're at 40-60? And the kids were able to talk. Well, you know, I experienced this throughout my day and I have feelings like this. And then on the other hand, sometimes I feel like that and yada, yada. And so it was just a really cool family conversation. I mean, how many family conversations are you having like that? You know, like it made me think about the conversations I'm having with Sarah and Maya. And we talk about some deep, real stuff, but we haven't put some numbers to it the way that Dei did with his family. So that, my friends, got me thinking, what's my joy to sadness ratio? You know, and you can tweak the language a little bit. I think joy is something that everybody can relate to. But maybe you don't necessarily relate to sadness. Maybe it's something that you feel like a lack of confidence or frustration. Whatever it is, you put that other word in there, but I'm gonna use sadness for the sake of this conversation. And I'm gonna ask you right now, What is your current joy to sadness ratio?
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
When you think about the average day in your life or the average week, and if you were to give yourself a rating out of 100, how much joy do you experience in your average day? And then how about sadness? How much sadness do you experience in your average day? Are you at 50-50? Maybe it's a basically even mix of joy to sadness. Do you experience a little bit more joy than sadness or a little bit more sadness than joy? Where are you at right now? And so you might know right now, based on just me asking the question a couple times, you might know exactly where you're at. Or you might need to pause the episode and reflect for a moment. And be real. You know, so many things that we get into on this podcast, the more real you are in your self-reflection and you answering the questions that I pose, then you have a chance. You have a chance to make a shift. But if you stay in denial, denial looks like, oh, you know, I'm about 99% joyful and only 1% sad. Yeah, I'm 99 to 1. And then if I were to go and ask your spouse, what would your wife say? Oh, I experienced him. He's probably about 45% joy and, you know, I would say 45% joy and 55% sadness, right? That's denial. If you say you're 99.1 and somebody who knows you well, who's really close to you, says you're, you know, 45-55. That's called denial. So that's why it's so important for you to be really brutally honest. So take a moment, however long you need, and figure out your current joy to sadness ratio. Then, once you've got your current one, and you've let it sink in a little bit, and you've let it, like, you know, get in there, and you aren't, don't be attached to it, don't feel frustrated by it, don't feel sad at looking at your number, it's just a number. Now I want you to figure out, what are you playing for? What joy to sadness ratio would you like to experience in your life? You know where you're currently at. So what are you playing for? If you're currently at 60-40, maybe you want to play for 80-20. If you're currently at 50-50, maybe you want to play for 60-40. If you're currently at 10-90, maybe you want to play for 20-80. Or maybe you're currently at 85-15 and you want to get that up to 90-10. Doesn't matter. Whatever it is, just figure out the number that you want to play for. So by now you've got your current joy to sadness ratio and you've got the joy to sadness ratio that you're playing for. You've got those two numbers. Don't move on until you have those two numbers. So if you have to pause and come back a little bit later on, maybe tomorrow, whatever, just don't go forward in this episode until you've got your numbers. Because once you have your numbers, once you have your current level and your goal level, guess what? It is game on. Yes, it is game on. It is time for you to put yourself into gear, get your butt into motion, and do whatever you need to do to move that ratio. And in order to do that, what I want you to do next is to write down what your elements to joy are. Fill in the blank on this sentence. I experience true joy when blank. It's going to be unique for each one of us. I experience true joy when blank. So as you start writing out your answers, maybe you write down, you know, does joy come to you when you reflect on what's important to you in your life? If that's the case, then maybe what you need to do to move your ratio is start a daily gratitude journaling practice. Get a journal and every day write down what you're grateful for. Reflect on your day. Reflect on those magical moments. If that's what gets you into a space of joy, then that's what can move the needle on your ratio. Or maybe joy for you comes when you spend time with your kids. If that's the case, then maybe you need to start holding a standard as to when you're going to be fully unplugged from work and be present with your family. So set a time. I'm going to stop working by 5:30. And you hold it, because that's the hard part. It's easy to set a time. It's easy to set a standard. It's hard to hold the standard. But if that's where you experience your joy, then hold that standard. You'll get a double wham. You'll get a win-win by holding your standard and experiencing the thing that brings you joy. Or maybe for you, joy comes when you exercise and when you move your body. So then perhaps you can commit to getting a certain amount of exercise daily. Maybe you want to do 30 minutes daily, or maybe you want to make sure in a week you go to the gym 3 times, whatever. And then you might have all those conversations kick in your mind as to why that's not possible. Well, you know, I work long hours and I got this and that. Well, guess what? Get up early, right? Wake up early. You know, maybe that means you have to turn off Stranger Things at night 30 minutes early or an hour early in order for you to get that 30 minutes to an hour in the morning. And you might have that internal conversation going again. But you know what? You just said that's what gets you to joy. So is it worth it? That's always the question we have to ask ourselves. Is it worth it? Is the thing I'm going to give up worth the thing that I'm going to gain? So this is really awesome because, like I said, once you have your current ratio and your goal ratio, all you have to do is figure out what is needed for you to move that needle. And so when you answer the question, I experience true joy when blank. Well, now you can know what you need to do. And it's personal. It's unique to you because it's different for every single one of us. You know, my joy comes from keeping my word, keeping my commitments. So on my balance chart each week, it comes from making sure that I keep the commitment to hitting my goals and putting those deposits into myself. My joy comes from spending time outdoors with my family. So like when I went on a run with my sister, joy. When Maya and I were in the garden yesterday, joy. When Sarah and I take our dog for a walk, joy. My joy also comes from being in solitude. You know, I'm an introvert in that I recharge when I'm by myself. So reading a great book, that brings me joy. But that's unique to me. And so I know that if I want to move my joy to sadness ratio, I do more of those things. I do more of those things that bring me into the center of myself. And that is what moves the needle for me. And I'd say right now, I'm at about an 80-20. 80% joy and 20%, I wouldn't say it's sadness. I would say for me, it's more of an impatience. It's more of frustration. And it can be more of self-critical conversation. Yeah. And I'm definitely playing to move that to 90-10. And I believe it's totally possible between now and the end of the year to move my ratio from an 80-20 to a 90-10. And that's what I'm playing for. And so what are you playing for? What are you playing for? And are you willing to go for it? Because no matter what it is that we're playing for in life, whether we want to increase our health, whether we want to move the needle in our business, whether we want our relationship with our spouse to be tighter, or we want to repair a relationship with our siblings, it requires putting in some sort of effort. It requires focusing some energy in that area. It requires being proactive. So if you felt sadness when I asked you what your current joy to sadness ratio is, just understand that that is not a permanent thing. That's not etched in stone. It's simply a reflection of where you are at right now. And where you are right now has nothing to do with where you can be tomorrow, where you can be next week, where you can be next year. But you got to take little steps. So when I asked you the question, I experience true joy when blank. Maybe you listed out 3 things, 5 things, 10 things. If this feels big and daunting to you, then just pick one of those things that you want to start doing in the next couple of days, in the next week, to move your needle a little bit. Just one. And then as you gain some reps and confidence with one, add a second. And then add a third. And then before you know it, you're going to be wanting to do more and more and more of those activities that bring you joy
because you love the feeling that those activities deliver. You love being a joyful person, and you love how you interact with the rest of the world when you're vibing on that energy level of joy. Because being at the level of sadness is no fun. Creation doesn't happen at sadness. It's tough to experience and give love when you're hanging out at sadness. It's tough to be motivated when you're hanging out at sadness. But you can move yourself beyond that level. You can move yourself into joy. You have permission to move yourself and to be joyful. The people in your life who love you want you to be joyful. They truly, truly do. And if there are some folks who don't want you to be joyful, well, guess what? It's time to peace out on that relationship, perhaps. Point being, you can move the gap. You can cover the gap. You can move the needle between your current joy to sadness ratio and the one that you want to be at. You simply have to take some action. So I'm excited to hear if you want to share, if you want to share where your current joy to sadness ratio is and the one you're playing for, I'm excited to hear it. You can connect with me. I can help hold you accountable to moving in that direction. And if you want to share some of the activities that bring you joy, awesome. I'd love to hear them too. You might inspire me to think, oh yeah, you know what? That does actually bring me joy. So connect with me. Hit me up on Instagram, Matthew_Bivens. And together, let's just keep playing to move that ratio higher and higher and higher towards the direction of joy. That's part of having it all. Being in that state of joy. That's what joy is. Joy is like an internal beingness. It's the state that you live at. It's more consistent than happiness. Joy permeates everything you do, whereas happiness kind of comes and goes. Oftentimes it's triggered by external things, by people or stuff or experiences or something you saw might bring happiness and then happiness goes away. But joy, it's that just underlying hum. And that's what we're playing for, to have abundant, loving lives with that background of joy. Yeah, sounds nice. So I'm excited for all the shifts you're going to be making. Reach out to me, connect with me, give me feedback on this episode. Remember that over the next several weeks, we're going to be doing some themes. That's going to be really, really awesome. I'm excited to dig into those. And once again, we got balance and health coming up, followed by purpose and fulfillment, followed by sex and relationships. And we're going to do about 3 to 4 episodes on each of those with some brand new resources for you to use that are going to help you dig deeper in all of those areas. And that is coming up. I'm excited. The rest of this year is going to be freaking nuts. So many, so many cool things. And I'm really grateful for you hanging out with me in today's conversation. So with that, my name is Matthew Bivens, and here is to you having it all. Quick note about the Having It All podcast. I am not a doctor nor a licensed therapist. I'm a guy with a story and a passion for conscious conversation. My thoughts, opinions, and beliefs are my own. So please consult with your doctor or healthcare provider regarding any questions or issues you have related to your personal, physical, or mental health.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.